So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Craig Bolanos, founder, CEO, Wealth Management Group, invest with WMG.com. And Craig, I kid you not, this has got to be 8 or 9 times in a row, and we don't plan it this way, but you are coming on the show, markets go green. We love that. We got to get you on every day.
Well, hey, just in case you wonder, yes, I'm counting. John, we're 9 for 9 now. This was another good up day, and it was solely because you and I were getting together for everyone's evening.
It must be, because I can't find seem to find a correlation. And honestly, I don't know if the market knows exactly why it goes up or down these days. We're kind of like in this strange holding pattern. We had a nice rally from the lows, and it pulled back a little bit. And just, I think we're kind of confused about where we're going here.
This has been the most confusing market the entire year. That goes for professional, retail, any type of an investor, any type of a trader. Everyone's looking at the fundamental data. Everyone's looking at the chart. Whipsaw risk runs large. But I got to tell you, we talked about our three keys to a sustainable bottom on your show several occasions, right?
Mm-hmm.
Inflation peaks, comes down, China reopens, gets some level of geopolitical clarity. And I got to say, I think we've made progress on number one, because I don't see oil trading where it used to be, and I'm pretty sure corn and wheat are almost back to where they were pre-invasion. That's good news. That'll eventually go from wholesale to retail.
Do you think that we're in a weird pattern, just simply the timing on the calendar, in that we got fairly good inflation data last time, and instead of the Fed being able to react to that data, we have a whole other set of data to come before the Fed reacts? It's like one of the weird quirks of the calendar that they are going to get two things of inflation. Do you think that that has caused some uncertainty, in that nobody quite knows how the Fed's going to react to this, because there's a whole other set of data that's going to come out about inflation?
Yeah, you know, it's a tough trade, and certainly I don't, and everyone is so quick to go ahead and call out Jerome Powell and, you know, Monday morning quarterback or mm-hmm. side chair, you know, drive the policies. But listen, if you had to navigate, you know, the largest economy on the planet, because we are going to outproduce China this year for the first time in a long time, and you had to do it with blunt force policy instruments that were backward looking and thread a very tight needle to try to create Goldilocks, I don't wish that on anybody.
No.
It's a tough trade. I think they're doing their best, but if I'm in charge, which I am clearly not, although you and I are bantering,
right,
I think doing everything they can to front load this thing, squash this thing, take the excess out of the system. Hey, go ahead, give me 75 basis points. I don't need 50. Let's front load this thing. That's where the market needs to be, because inflation is the silent killer, not just of retirement, but 401ks in today's market.
So you wouldn't look at a 3 basis point increase as something as a negative, that they're too worried about it. In fact, it'd be that they're taking it as seriously as they should, regardless if the data's gotten a little bit better.
Yeah, we were completely, the country, everybody got caught off sides here. I mean, you go into December of this year, the Fed told us that rates were going up. We knew inflation at that point in time was stubborn and persistent, because it didn't break by Halloween of 2021. But going into the year, we were pricing in 4 interest rate hikes. That's not Wealth Management Group. That was Fed Fund Futures. And we went from 4 to 13. Good heavens. But who knew that Ukraine was going to get invaded by President Putin? Who knew that in 2022 China would go ahead and lock down 45 cities and some 405 million people? These were just unforeseen events that created a magic elixir that has made 2022 difficult to navigate.
And that also speaks to your point earlier about Jerome Powell. Okay, we're going to chop it up some more with Craig Bolanos from Wealth Management Group. But first, let's get a look at weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld. Okay, part two. You ready to go? 720 WGN, your money matters. It sure does on this Thursday evening, and you have a little bit more of it than you did earlier today. Thanks to Craig Bolanos and me, the record streak continues, although I feel like we shouldn't talk about it too much, Craig, because we're going to attempt it for the next time.
Oh, are you kidding me? I'm scared now that we're not going to get to double digits. We're not going to get to number 10.
Yeah.
I mean, you're like a bad guy. I mean, I thank God you're not a sports broadcaster.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Guaranteeing the guy misses the chip shot field goal to win the playoff game.
I think it's like a reverse jinx. Like if you say it, that's going to do it. And don't worry, you can always call in sick on our next one if the markets are in the red. Okay. I wanted to bring up, you brought up different pillars that are going to get us on the right track, and inflation seems to be good signs. We'll have to wait and see. We'll get more data. You mentioned China. I just keep on reading. I mean, China is doing stimulus right now. They are in a world different situation than the United States is right now.
Well, yeah, not to mention you still have to get tested in China every 3 days to go out and about.
Mm-hmm.
That's a very, very big deal.
How does that matter to us here? How does that matter to us here? Explain that.
Well, I mean, here, I don't live in China, I don't work in China, but I'm smart enough to know that every time I go shopping at whatever store I choose to go to, there are components and things on the shelves that came from China. And when we have a Chinese economy that is not growing, and it's not growing because people haven't been going to work, people aren't going out and spending money. Yes, John, contrary to popular belief, we do actually export some goods and services into China. We don't just buy stuff. We sell it to the Chinese, the emerging market middle class consumer. This is all about the supply chain. So I had mentioned there's three keys to a sustainable bottom: inflation peaking, coming down, and then everyone believing it. We're making progress on number one, but key number two is China has to reopen and China has to regrow in order for this supply chain story to get better. Otherwise, every single car dealer is going to continue to sell cars that are used and not their make and model on the lot. It's totally insane, isn't it?
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. Anytime I see the market going in a different direction than I may have thought it would based on data that we get here, I immediately go to see what's happening in China. And oftentimes, that's the driver. I mean, that's what people are paying attention to.
Yeah, how can you not? I mean, again, doubling down on this policy of zero COVID and other things, and I'll just be sincere, I think this is newsworthy as much of it as an editorial. I just don't see all the fences coming down. I just don't see this policy of zero COVID in China abating up until President Xi Jinping actually gets elected, or maybe it's appointed for his third term, because using any form of vaccine, using any form of antiviral, even any testing, that's all Western technology, Western-owned mRNA, Western-owned antiviral, that would probably be tantamount to admitting you shouldn't have put the fences up in the first place. But lo and behold, I think once he gets that appointment to term number three, which is scheduled to happen, you know, end of October, mid-November, maybe, just maybe, those fences will magically come down. Maybe China will fully reopen for business, and we'll get into that classic midterm election cycle where markets start trending in the fall into strength. That's what I'm thinking about when
yeah.
it comes to Q4 2022.
It's just amazing. I mean, this is the world that we are in. Now here we are on a radio station in Chicago talking about the U.S. economy. But whether it's China, whether it's Ukraine, we are a global economy. It is a global market. What happens over there matters so much over here. And I know that drives people crazy, but it is just the world we have right now.
So it drives people crazy, and the reality is I actually think, just as we spent the last 20 years practicing globalization, we may have started down a path of deglobalization,
right?
Believe it or not, as so many countries, based on security and protecting their own citizens, realize they need to own more components of their supply chain and their economy, in particular energy. Take a look at what's happening in Germany. We just tore down the coal fire plants. Now we're rebuilding them. People are thinking about going back to nuclear after shutting it down. These stories have massive implication for decades to come, and I think there's investment concepts that can be applied behind all of them.
Yeah, for sure. Got a couple minutes left here. I just wanted to bring up one thing. We've had a lot of people texting into the show about they're entering that retirement year. They're in the first year or two, or maybe they're a year or two out. That's where a lot of our listeners are here at WGN. They're worried. And I just want to talk a little bit about income and taxes in retirement, because I feel like the taxes part are something that gets overlooked by people when they are planning out what their retirement is going to look like. Do you feel that way?
Every single financial decision can and always should be made with an eye on your personal income tax return, because it is your 1040 that ultimately matters. You know, we were just visiting with someone in the office the other day, and you have to take a look at where these marginal tax brackets jump. I mean, there's a 10% rate, there's a 12% rate, and next thing you know, it jumps 10 points to 22. I don't know about you, John, 10 points is a big deal.
Yeah.
And maybe someone is listening right now who says, hey, that's not me. I'm not in danger of the 12 or 22% rate. I'm already at 24. Well, what's the next tax rate above 24? It's 32. That's 8 percentage points of difference. How do you consistently out-invest 8 to 10 points of potential tax drag? The answer is you can't. And while taxes are progressive, everything matters at the margins, and that's why I think people really need to commit not just to be diversified with their investments, but be diversified in their income sources to help provide control and influence over their single largest bill. It's not the kids, it's the income taxes.
Do you think that people just set it and forget it and don't even look?
I think, you know what, it's the summer.
Right.
The sun's been shining. We've had a great stretch of weather.
Yeah.
You and I just talked about the fact that certain drinks taste better just over the border. They're a little bit colder, right, John?
Right, for sure.
Well, that's because everyone spends more time planning their vacation than they do planning their retirement. And there is no tomorrow, not next week, not next month, not next year. I want everybody to take control of their retirement by getting a plan today. I didn't say product. I didn't say anything else. I said get a plan. Know where your money's going to come from first. Know how that money is going to be taxed. Based on that, how you should invest. And then second, and then third, and then fourth, all the way down the line. And when you can create that visual roadmap of retirement income and pair it with the concept of capital matters, generate sufficient income to cover the monthly spend, and ultimately have a plan in place to grow that capital base, to grow the income over time, because you got to pace and outbeat the silent killer. It's not hypertension, it's inflation. Those are just the foundational pillars of success to any retirement income plan for someone on the brink of or already retired.
Well said. Well, our conversation today went from the other side of the world to China to a lake with a beer in Wisconsin, and that's usually the way we go, Craig Bolanos. It's always good to talk with you, my friend.
Hey, fantastic. Thanks for the opportunity, John.
And of course, go to investwithwmg.com, 833-WMG-PLAN to reach out to Craig and the great folks at Wealth Management Group. All right, let's take a break. Then we got the news coming up on WGN.